We have all probably asked this exact question at least a few times in these past couple months. Of course, who can predict the future? I mean, who could have predicted a global pandemic during what was supposed to be everyone's best year? But we can make predictions. In this episode, we are exploring all the potential changes specifically to the digital marketing realm that we might see in the coming months and years. If you have predictions outside of these, please let us know by commenting on our post of this episode on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are at risk.entertainment across all socials or at Overly Online across all socials. Welcome to another episode of Overly Online. I'm your host, Marissa Began, and we are talking digital marketing tips, tricks, trends, and everything online. I'm going to dive right in no particular order. We're going to go through as many predictions as I can possibly make about what is going to be different specifically related to anything in the digital online space after this. Again, there are probably so many more that we can't even predict, and you might even have more of your own, so let us know. These are just a running list that I've created on my own. Number one, more live streamed events, paid and free. So one thing we've been seeing across most of this quarantine is people going live, right? We can't leave, we can't do tours, we can't do concerts, we can't do private events. We're having to limit from what we can do within our home. So this allows us to still communicate with our fans, with our customers, with our clients, anybody, family, friends, anybody that we're trying to communicate with. The ability to go live has been very important and very instrumental during these couple months. One of the predictions that I think we'll start to see are companies using platforms like a Crowdcast. Crowdcast does many things, but one thing in simplified of what it does is they help you host themed events, and they can be ticketed, they can be free. You send a link, people can join into that. You get a downloadable email list from the people that join. There's a live chat, and you can do custom courses. You can do, if you're a chef, cook with me. You can teach a recipe. You can teach a workout class, but it has the option for that paid tier, and I can see us using that in a larger scale. I was even talking recently to Jake, my boyfriend, his sister Amy, who works in events, and much of what her job is planning for large conferences. Now, obviously, they've had to shift to a lot more digital seminars, and the prices might change and the locations might change, and they're having to provide more information on how to do a successful live or a Zoom call or anything that they might be providing for employees to watch the speakers that they would have come and flown to a specific city to see. So something like that, where maybe the pay structure for large conference companies might shift, maybe they offer more digital than they ever have before, and maybe this is a new income stream for a lot of people who weren't looking at digital and lives as a paid revenue stream, whether it's for donating or for just more revenue into your company. So that's something I think we can see more of. It opens up the revenue stream for creators. Another option that I've recently come into is Come Hang In, where they also offer a similar thing to Crowdcast, not quite as robust, but that you can do paid courses. Again, you can customize the ticket from being $5, and maybe it's a chill acoustic song that you're going to play and people want to listen to because it's unreleased. Maybe it's demo, or you can charge upwards of $100 per person, and maybe that's a more exclusive VIP package for a higher tier artist or chef or influencer or CEO of a company where they're giving their insights on a very valued topic. Okay, next one. I think that TikTok is going to be a stronger contender amongst the big players, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, the YouTube. YouTube is not so directly competitive to the others, I would say, only because YouTube is kind of skewing more long form with their content and moving to episodic, where I don't see the TikTok model changing. I think they're going to stay in that Vine similar space of short shareable videos. So I don't see YouTube being much of like a competitor to TikTok, but I do think with this growth of popularity for TikTok while in quarantine of families and friends and everyone learning new dances, new comedy bits, anything that they're posting on TikTok, I think that this has increased the popularity of TikTok, which we did an episode, I think it was our last episode actually, diving deeper into TikTok and why the pandemic has made it skyrocket in terms of popularity. So if you want to listen to that in more in depth, you can. But before this pandemic, it wasn't quite up to the level of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And I'm not saying it is now, but I do see the boost that it's gotten and the ability for people to understand how the app works and how shareable and viral these videos can be. I think it's moving up, and how smooth the app is. They've really come a long way since the Musical.ly days in terms of glitches and just the user face in general. So that's my prediction, that we're going to see a lot more TikTok in the future. All right, let's talk music for specifically for a second, because this is more of my background. So I definitely had a lot of ways where I think digital will shift for musicians, artists, labels, management companies, and all of the people involved. One is, even when we start to roll out into these plans of getting businesses more public and people being able to go out, the larger scale places like tours and arenas, I think, not only will be probably the last places that people can go to, but are going to be at a low capacity for a while. So I can see a shift just in that alone. We might be looking at arena tours not even happening until maybe next year, maybe even fall of next year. I could see it being that long in terms of like being at the scale that we were. But in the meantime, I see a lot more opening up, back to that first one we talked about, of live streams, but specifically maybe it's customized shows. Maybe artists are able to rent out arenas so that arenas can still keep the revenue that they have, but that they can go in there and be safe and only have a limited amount of people, crew, and maybe the musicians themselves or dancers or anybody, and they can still record in high tech and maybe have some of the gadgets and kind of experiences that you would have at a concert, and then digitally stream it. And I also see a larger spike in intimate shows. I think because we'll be limited on capacity, this might actually spike more of an interest for an intimate show and having less people so you can feel closer to the artist, the musician, the comedian, anybody. And in return, maybe ticket sales will go into a higher price. If you have limited people that can be there, that might be a way we'll see the venues compensate for having less people in the venue. Along with the more online streams in the music space, I think VR is going to be even more prominent than it has been. I've seen artists and certain influencers start to release handfuls of VR videos. Maybe it's a music video, maybe it's a lookbook or a shoot, and it's a lot more easy to buy and affordable to buy even the cardboard VR glasses that you can get easily anywhere. And even the top VR goggles aren't even that expensive in terms of an individual purchasing them themselves. So I could see that becoming more of an experience, and whether they rent out an arena or a studio or they do it inside their home and it's a VR tour, it's going to feel very intimate and it's going to feel much more personal than just a live stream or just a video that they would have captured and aired on social media. I do see big changes happening in the touring market, specifically because for most musicians, touring is where you make the majority of your money and can really upsell on tickets and merch that you would receive when you play arenas or when you just play shows in general. So I do see the shows not stopping, but maybe it looking different, or tickets being higher priced, or it being slightly offered in different mediums. So keep an eye out for that. I'm curious to see what kind of rolls out first. Another revenue stream when we're thinking digital that I don't think people utilize enough is Patreon. And it's a platform, you can do more research on your own on it, but essentially you can have monthly subscriptions where you offer any type of packages. You can completely customize it to specific monthly subscribers. So you can have it as low as $1 or $2. And if people pay $1 to $2 monthly, or $5, or whatever you want the lowest tier to be, then they get a shout out. Or then you could do a chance to win a free product. Or maybe they pay $50 a month and they get a customized discount code for anything in the store or for one specific item that month. Maybe it's a higher tier and it's $100 a month or $1,000 a month, and they get to do a personal Q&A or FaceTime with that influencer, artist, CEO, whatever it may be. Think of what you would want to offer to your clients, fans, customers? What would be beneficial? What's something that they value? Maybe it's something you have to spend money on. Maybe you make a custom t-shirt or sweatshirt or piece of merch once a month and it goes out to that top tier fan. So maybe that's a little bit of cost on you, but then you upfront the cost with their monthly subscription. Or maybe it's something like a live, like a an unlisted YouTube Q&A that only they get the link to if they're in a specific tier, and that costs only your time. So I think people are going to start using that in more creative ways, again, to help the revenue stream, not only because these businesses have lost money during this quarantine, probably as a general stereotype, but also in a means to kind of pick back up as quickly as we can. Online workouts. Okay. This isn't tied directly to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all of those good places, but it is still online and it's digital, and I can see such an increase in online workouts. One, because I do think that I've been doing online workouts for a while, and the reason I brought this up is I've been doing Beachbody specifically, and I saw one of their posts that they had the highest number of people streaming their workouts in the history of their existence as a company. It was a very large amount of people streaming all at once because we're in quarantine and people are trying to stay healthy as best they can. And if they don't feel safe going outside, or they're not near a park or somewhere where they can be outside and get an exercise in, then your home is where you got to do it. And I think home workouts have been intimidating for a while, so people might have just veered off and thought they preferred the gym, never really gave home workouts a try. Maybe they didn't have equipment and this forced them to get the equipment they needed. But I do think people are weary of home workouts, and this was probably a chance for a lot of people to actually give it a try. And for more people, it might even be a cheaper option than when we open back up at the gyms, and we might even have limitations there. People might have to be doing home workouts for a little bit longer. Maybe it makes sense for them to stay in that routine. So I could see not only this online workouts and trainers offering, maybe it is through Patreon, maybe it is through Crowdcast, you know, personally train with Sean T, $50 a person, a customized course, whatever it is, or customized workout. I also on the gym side could see the gyms lessening in terms of people, and maybe they'll offer crazy discounts or more exclusive perks when we start opening up. So I'm curious to see how that shifts, especially being mindful of social distancing as we start to roll people back into the world. Netflix and Hulu have gotten a lot of, and HBO Go and all the streaming platforms, I'm sure, have gotten a lot of view time during this quarantine. But I can see the consistency, and finally, just more people on social media platforms in general. During this quarantine, not only have we had more time to look at all these social platforms and or create social platforms for the first time, and or maybe made it to the end of our feeds and run out of content of people we were following. With that being said, there are so many more people who have now created accounts, more people being connected, more people feeling comfortable communicating online and understanding the nuances of social media and how we can communicate. And the biggest plus for you as a creator or a business owner is that there are more eyeballs and more hands ready to click and buy and view all of your content and your products. And our wrap up really is, I could go on because this will shift a lot of things, and there are so many things that we probably can't predict and we won't see coming. But these were just a few of the predictions that we have and what we might see in the near future. Overall, I see us shifting to more online everything, and with just more people being on platforms, we couldn't be at a better time to attract more eyeballs. Thank you for listening. Hats off to you for wanting to further your digital marketing knowledge. And if you like these episodes, please consider subscribing to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and maybe reviewing us on iTunes. If you have questions, you can request topics or ask us questions at Overly Online on all socials, or at risk.entertainment on all socials, or you can email us at overlyonline.com. Risk Entertainment, the digital marketing agency that sponsors this weekly post, also offers downloadable templates, free tips on growing your social media accounts, an email list with a huge amount of free information and tips and tricks when starting your pages, and online courses to further that education. Thanks again, and I will see you in the next episode.